on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.
Well, the Prince of Wales has returned to public duties for the first time since his wife revealed her cancer diagnosis. He visited a food distribution charity in Surrey, Surplus to Supper, before arriving at a nearby youth centre in West London. Prince William donned a pinny to help make bolognese sauce and was given get well cards by well wishers. Also, there appears to have been a rise in proportion of middle class and wealthier women under the age of 45 smoking in England. Research from the University College in London suggests the percentage of women in this group who smoked rose from 12% to 15% between 2013 and 2023, the study estimates. Less advantaged women were more likely to smoke overall, but smoking rates in this group fell from 29% to 22%. Now, heading over to the sports, we've got two English teams in the Europa team tonight. Atlanta, 8 p.m, take on Liverpool at home, and West Ham will be home at Stamford for their second leg of Bayer Leverkusen.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it's going to be a cloudy start tonight. A few spells of rain in places also. Towards dawn, the rain will ease, though, to leave clear spells, patchy cloud and the odd shower. A milder night than previous, but it will remain breezy. Overnight, lows of 9. Heading over tomorrow, it looks like it's going to remain breezy, with a mixture of sunny spells and patchy cloud throughout. Scattered showers will also develop, although these largely easing away through the evening, with highs, same as today, of 13.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Welcome back to the final hour of Thursday's Drive. Our Shake It Off track, Love Shack, is going to be today. So no excuses not to dance like there's no one watching for this one. As well as guess the intro and more fab music. But it is Thursday. It is after 5. So, yes, Michelle Spencer is back in the studio. Michelle, where did the week go? Hello.
Hello, hello. I know.
Oh, I didn't turn you up even then. It's one of those days.
Hello, hello. Sorry, I'm just yelling now. Yeah. How's your week been?
Yeah, no, all good. Yes, good. Yes. So, come on, what have you got in store for us? Because, obviously, your three-part series has now finished.
I know. Well, I'm starting to think about summer holidays. Now, do you have any holidays planned, Joe?
Not abroad, no.
No. Interesting. I wonder if you fall into this group I'm going to talk about. So, I don't know if you watch. One of my favorite shows on TV right now is Race Across the World. And really gets me thinking about travel. And do you watch it at all, Joe?
No, not that one.
Honestly, last year's was about Canada. They traveled across Canada, so obviously I watched it. But the winners were women in their midlife, menopausal women. Uh-huh. Amazing. And if you ever get a chance to watch the show, it's amazing. So, of course, every year they have menopausal women in there, sometimes with their children, sometimes just as a pair. Mm-hmm. But it got me thinking about holidays, and I actually started kind of planning a trip yesterday out of it. But holidays are meant to be an exciting time, right? So with summer holidays, most of us are looking forward to climbing aboard an airplane. But what if you're one of those people who absolutely dreads it? Mm-hmm. So, and there are surprisingly people out there who do get travel anxiety, and midlife women.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, see, I was wondering that, because you and I have talked about holidays before, and I was like, interesting.
Yeah.
See, I'm, as you can tell, I'm a bit of a travel bug. I've got the travel bug. Always have had the travel bug.
So but you want to go on the show. That's what you do. That's why you're
absolutely.
Out there.
If anyone's out there
universe,
looking for a partner, I'm your person. I will travel anywhere.
Let's start hashtagging that one then.
So it's funny because the travel anxiety kicks in as in your midlife, and it, anxiety is one of those menopause symptoms that does kind of go untalked about, and usually it's one of the first things that crops up as well as part of the menopause. You might not get hot flashes, you might not get night sweats, but you might get the anxiety. And interestingly enough, in 2022 there is a stat out there: on average, 37.1% of women in 2022 reported having anxiety of some sort. So that's just people reporting anxiety in the workplace. That's not even talking about travel anxiety. And I have talked to a few women who do struggle with travel anxiety. So we talked about anxiety when it came to test anxiety, but the same kind of symptoms will crop up when it comes to traveling. You might actually start feeling sick the week before you actually go on holiday. You'll have heart palpitations. You can't sleep. You're constantly worrying. There's dread. And again, I've talked about this before, but anxiety, a lot of it has to do with things we can't control, right? And things that could possibly be. And everyone has...
the unknown, right?
Yeah, that's it. And everyone has some anxiety about traveling, to be fair, especially in this day and age now. It's a lot different. And I mean, we worry about, there's so many things to worry about traveling. Now I'm going to put some people off traveling this year, but
no.
Never mind just getting on a flight, but you think about the cleanliness of wherever you're traveling. You worry about getting sick. You worry about missing connections, losing your luggage, cramped conditions. Yeah, those kind of things. Like, that's enough to put anybody off. But for some people, like I said, it's even if they've planned well ahead, it's just everything. There's just the anxiety is so overwhelming. They absolutely do not want to travel, refuse to get on a flight, might refuse to even get on a train. So their holidays have to consist of a staycation, if that makes sense. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because the UK is gorgeous and there's lovely places you can drive to. So today I was going to talk a bit of, that's what I'm talking about today, and I was going to give you, we're going to do a bit of a grounding body scan. So a little practice activity if you absolutely have to get away, go on a flight, or you're one of those people that does dread flying, but you know you're going away with the family somewhere. So a couple tips. One, actually, I would suggest if you're a woman, travel with friends. Always travel with friends. Don't be the person who also makes the plans. Because I think some people get nervous about that, the whole booking a ticket, how do I get to the airport, all that. You know, arrange it with someone. Obviously, stay in the loop, know what's going on. And in fact, when we went to Spain last year, obviously we went with a big group of women, but we did that. We got together first, we had a little bit of a meeting, we planned how everyone was going to get there, where they're going to meet up. They traveled in groups, organized all that, because that's the other thing. Sometimes you go into a country where you don't know the language.
No, of course, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that just adds a whole new layer.
Yeah.
Dress in layers. So if you're obviously going through the menopause, definitely dress in layers. Because if you suddenly have a hot flash, that can cause anxiety and the thought about if you're having hot flashes. And then vice versa, you can get cold on the flight. Drink loads of water, because that's another thing. We get lots of headaches in the midlife, but drinking lots of water will help you stay hydrated, will maybe keep those headaches at bay. And also, we talked about alternate nostril breathing, but the recirculated air on flights dries out your nostrils as well and can lead to headaches. And if you're on a flight, I would say, or even on a train, put on those headphones. Listen to something soothing. Listen to a mindfulness podcast. Listen to a guided meditation, something. Or even, like, I've got the Buddhist monks alming in the background. And just because sometimes you are on that flight, and it's absolute chaos on that flight. Everyone's been on that flight.
Yeah.
Where you're not traveling with the family, but everybody else is. You're like, oh, I just need a moment. So, and then when things always get overwhelming, always return to the breath. So the tips really aren't that much more different than the test-taking tips. But the activity we're going to do, we're just going to, quick little activity, if you get overwhelmed on the flight, on the bus, on the train, in the airport, take a moment, relax, sit down, and start breathing into the feet. So plant the feet on the floor. So we'll just do the activity now. So if you're sitting and you want to practice along, or if you're doing this on catch-up, so plant your feet flat on the floor. Either close the eyes down or lower the gaze into the lap again. And again, if you've got headphones on, that's even better. And then just start noticing the feet. And we're going to breathe into the feet. So imagine as you inhale, that breath is going into the soles of the feet. And as you breathe out, the breath is coming out the soles of the feet.
Mm-hmm.
Then move into the lower leg, breathing into the lower leg. And breathing out of the lower leg. And then traveling into the upper legs, breathing into the upper legs. And breathing out. Breathing into the hips. And breathing out. And breathing into the lower back. And breathing out. Into the upper back. Breathing into the upper back. Breathing out. Breathing into the shoulders. And as you breathe out, really feel those shoulders relax, sink back down into the floor. And then we just breathe into the chest. Breathing out. Breathing into the hands. Breathing out. Into the lower arms. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing into the upper arms. And breathing out. And then just breathing into the face. And breathing out. And then into the top of the head. Breathing in. Breathing out. And then just breathing into the entire body. Just feeling the breath into the entire body. And this time, as you breathe out, really feel the body relax. And then just stay there for a moment, relaxing. Just feeling yourself connected, grounded. And if you need to do that again, you just do it one more time.
That's a nice one. That's a really good one, Michelle. I like that one.
You're welcome.
Yes. But you can use that in any instance, can't you? So
absolutely.
Not just if you're travelling.
Yeah.
As it, all your catch-up episodes are as well. So it will be up online at the weekend at phoenixfn.com. Go to Joe Bailey or Drive and you'll find all of them there, all catalogued nicely for you. Michelle, what is your website again so we can find you, just in case people can't be bothered to have a look on the website yet?
I just love it because you make me say this because I'm like now regretting having the world's longest website name.
Yeah.
So it's www.anahata, A-N-A-H-A-T-A, yogawithmichelle.co.uk.
Brilliant. Cheers, Michelle. And your song today is...
Budapest. Yay. By George Ezra.
Cheers, Michelle.
Bye.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest. Golden grand piano, my beauty focused E.O.U. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land, I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. For you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run on to you. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Oh, to you. Ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change.
Systems.
your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, it's not looking too bad on the road, really, at the moment. On the Dartford Crossing, nothing unusual to speak of, as is all the traffic coming back from London back into Essex. Now, M11 southbound slow, approaching Junction 4, going onto the 406 south. There are also Basden Fire's closed Gardeners Lane south and Paycock Road on the industrial estate. Very slow traffic between Southwood and Ferries and Cold Norton on Stour Road. And on the Braintree, slow traffic on the A120 east between the B1256 and Galleys Corner roundabout. Billericay, slow on the High Street between Sun Street and Western Road /Norsey Road. Brentwood, slow traffic, more on the Ongar Road though, but also Shenfield Road, Ingrave Road towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. Quick look in Chelmsford, slow on Roxall Road between Chignall and Parkway, and Colchester, slow on Mill Road southbound between Brinkley Grove and via Urbanus Romney. In Westcliff-on-Sea, it's slow on Kenilworth Gardens. That's eastbound between Blenheim Chase and Southern Grove. Heading over to the rail, looking okay again for us. Now, all the important news on the tube. Minor delays on the central line between Leytonstone and Hainault and between Leytonstone and Epping. Normal service has resumed, though, on the Hammersmith and City line following the earlier passenger incident at Plaistow. And there's minor delays on the Northern line due to a shortage of trains. And finally, the underground station has closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town. But, of course, if you are heading anywhere near Stratford this evening, there's a big Europa League Cup game. It's going to be packed at Stratford. The kickoff is at 8 o'clock, so do expect delays if you are going that way.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, Love Shack, yeah, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway, looking for the love getaway, headed for the love getaway.
I got me a car, it's as big as a whale, and we're heading
Okay, I am knackered now. I have been dancing around the studio. I do hope you was. I forgot how long that one was, to be fair. Let's take a look at local events now.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Well, there's one for your diaries here. Tuesday, the 30th of April. It's a charity jazz night at Barnswell Social Club. Barnswell Close here in Brentwood. A concert featuring headline vocalist Lily Dior in aid of Spotlight Charity, Appeal and Improve Cancer Treatment for People in Essex. It's an 8pm start. Tickets are £10 in advance or £12 on the door. For more details, you know where to go for all the relevant links. You come to phoenixfm.com. Go to the events page, scroll down to Tuesday, the 30th of April, and you will see the charity Jazz Night at Barnswell Social Club.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, we've got Lady Gaga coming up now with Born This Way. It's another quite a long song. I didn't realise that was over 4 minutes, but it is. Anyway, can you remember the name of Lady Gaga? What her real name is? I'll let you know after the track.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up. Cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself and spend my youth. A different heart is not a sin. Believe capital H I M. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, chola, descent. You're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast or leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this way. No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, chola, or Orient, mate, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born.
some might know her as Joanne. With Lady Gaga, great name that as well, by the way. But her birth name was Steph, or is I should say Stefani, Joanne Angelina Germanotta. What a fabulous name that is.
Listening to Joe Bailey and Phoenix FM.
She has seen all the meaner side of me. They took away the prophet's dream for a prophet on the street. Now she's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. All his life he's been told he'll be nothing when he's cold. All the kicks and all the blows he won't ever let it show. Cause he's stronger than you know. Heart of steel starts to grow. When you've been fighting for it all your life, you've been struggling to make it right. That's how a superhuman life stays alive. When you've been fighting for it all your life, you've been working every day and night. That's how a superhuman life stays alive. Just right, you see fire in their eyes. Cause he's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. When you've been fighting for it all your life, you've been struggling to make it right. That's how a superhuman stays alive. When you've been fighting for it all your life, you've been working every day and night. That's how a superhuman stays alive.
Cause they're taking too much hits, they go blow by blow. Now light him at standby, watch him explode. She's got a lion in her heart, a fire in her soul. He's got a beast in his belly that's so hard to control. Cause they're taking too much hits, they go blow by blow. Now light him at standby, watch him explode. Struggling to make things right. That's how a superhero learns to fly.
No attorneys to plead my case. No OBS to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be jeweled with diamonds and gold. I'm trouble, yeah, trouble now.
to plead my case. No obvious. Send me into outer space. And my fingers, I'll be June with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. You think you're right, but you were wrong. You tried to take me.
With Trouble. Now, this was on our A-list, actually. I think it was a couple of months ago. That's probably, what, February? I don't even know what year it is after the time. And I always have to introduce it as Lenny Kravitz, TK421. You'll know why. always ends far too quickly, that one. Lenny Kravitz with TK421. Now, let's have a quick listen to guess the intro, because we're fast approaching the end of the show.
Guess the intro.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Cricket, lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM. Which
month? Love the release and release. We haven't spun it for a while, so let's feel the love for Bananarama.
Sure.
a circle redefined. Beautiful gardens, eternal flowers. You know the way, so take me there. Won't you make me dizzy from your kisses? Will you take my hand and spin it round and round until the moment never ends? Make me dizzy from your kisses. Will you take my hand and spin it? Take me back to the
feeling excited for May, because yes, that is our Eurovision entry. I don't know if I've told you that before. Yeah, of course, that is Ollie Alexander of Years and Years. And I'm sure you hear that a few more times if you listen in regularly. Well, thanks so much for spending another afternoon with me here on Drive. Shout out to my guest, your very own yoga coach, Michelle Spencer. I'm off to the Europa League match tonight. I'm thinking, guess who I'm going to see? Come on, you guys. You have a brilliant evening, no matter what you're getting up to. Meet me back here for Friday on Drive. In the meantime, I'm leaving you with today's guest, the intro, Radio Gaga by Queen. But first, here's Annie Lennox. And remember, stick around for Darren. Have a great night. Bye.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.